I was whispering to Diane, yeah, while other people are soloing, you can kind of be figuring out where the changes lie. Because oftentimes in jam session situations, that happens. Is maybe you're the third solo, and so you're there trying to listen to what the rhythm section is playing. Wait, okay, there's this 1-2-5-1 in this one spot I don't totally know, and every time it goes around, you get slightly better at it. And so then hopefully by the time it gets to you, then you have some semblance of an idea where the chord changes are.
I didn't know the chord qualities, but I figured out the roots were.
Yeah, and that's where that little common tone thing can be really good, too. Because you know, wait, is it a major, minor, third? And you know, oh, no, wait, that doesn't sound right. So you raise it or lower it a half step, and then you kind of fill it in from there. But if you've got the bass line and the melody, especially for a tune like this, you can't be that far off. I mean, there's a minor seventh in the melody for a little while, if you're a D-flat minor. Okay, so it can really only be one of two things. It can be and, you know, you choose the wrong one for a little while. You kind of fill it in as you go. But I think that's a useful way to learn tunes, too. Even, like, one thing I really recommend is take some real simple old standards and just try to learn them that way. Try to play a basic bass line and melody, and then kind of fill in the qualities as you go. Is that another version?
That's the live version.
Okay, yeah.
I just wanted to bookmark it for myself.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'll have to start a chat on the version of this tune. But that's, once you learn a couple standards that way, it kind of puts everything into perspective, too. It doesn't seem like every tune has quite as many chord changes. It's really just, you know, a couple key areas and then some details that you fill in. So, yeah, we'll do that one again. How did it feel not having music at all?
Good.
Yeah.
Fun?
Yeah. It's nice to not be buried in the...
Yeah, well, you just never end up buried in music.
So you like it better with the straight feel and the swing?
I don't know. I think you can kind of do whatever you want, honestly.
I was wondering if perhaps it might be cool to do it straight, but break in and swing a little bit somehow.
That could be very cool. Yeah, almost like a wings thing. That was more shuffly, so, yeah.
That also does break in a swing. We haven't done it yet, but it does.
Well, that's right, we haven't done that one. Yeah.
But the Wayne Garrett one does.
We can do it differently every time.
Anyway.
Yeah. I can sing most of his solo. Does that count? I can't play it on my clarinet, but...
Wow. Like, of course that counts.
Yeah.
Nice.
I can sing most of it.
That's awesome.
I just, like, play it on repeat. I can't
awesome.
Get it off of it.
Yeah, I know. That's nice. Yeah.
I gotta figure out how to play on it.
And then someday. I thought it was
just singing it the way.
And then sometimes you just sit down one day and something comes out because you've been listening to it so much.
Yeah.
Then, yeah. That's so cool. Yeah, I love singing with solos. It's one of my favorite things to do. Everybody
probably
else
look
thinks
like
I'm
a
nuts, but...
woo, crazy in my car.
Oh yeah, no. I used to just walk around outside and try to do things. Solos, and so I just had my earphones on and I'm kind of muttering to myself. Probably thought I was absolutely insane, but I don't know.
But everybody in the neighborhood knows the tunes by heart.
Yeah, right. Well, if you were one of those people with the portable Bluetooth speaker walking around, that would be okay. Let's play one more before we gotta wrap up. Want to do There Will Never Be Another You, or, why don't we do that one? Or anything else you guys want to nominate?
Well, I was wondering if we could kind of, like, put in Misty as one of our tunes for the
we
next
did that for
the
a
Misty.
While, and then...
That will confuse us, like...
Okay. Because I think,
Goody
and Wojciech and I... Maybe you did it once with us.
You did it just in the concert.
Oh yeah, right. Did we threw Mike in last?
Yeah. That
so
was
we,
the one whenever.
So we probably did three
went.
Times then, two nights before the concert.
thing here.
Yeah, you're right. I know it was on you guys' list of two that you played before, so yeah. So, yeah, you have to. So let's do this one, maybe me and Mish. Which one are we doing? There will never be. Oh, you guys want to try it? What are we doing? Sure. I'll be fine. I'm fine with it. Okay, let's do it.
But we leave everybody upset after the combo, like, you know, last thing. And...
No.
It's okay. We can save it till next time. It's okay.
No, I'm good.
Let's read it.
That's a good idea.
It.
I was just joking. Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's about... you want to take the melody on this one, Brian?
I would love to.
Yeah. That's a good clarinet feature.
I'm trying not to read it.
Oh.
Well, I was able to do it today.
The dramatic stance turn away.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good
one. Dramatic one.
Yeah. 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 Let's try it, like, kind of medium melody. So, Yeah, I like the brushes too. That feels really
good. Yeah.